And now, here's Leia with tonight's Expressway Show on KOME.
Hello and welcome to the Expressway Show Bay Area. Yes, my name is Leia, and tonight...
All phone calls relative to the issues of the subject tonight, which again is the homeless. We are going to have another subject later on in the evening. We have Richard Sun coming into the station. He's going to be talking about extraterrestrial visitations. If you've ever been visited by a spaceship or you think that you've had some experiences of that type, you might want to tune into that. That's going to be happening after one tonight. But first of all, again, the issue for the first part of the Expressway Show is the issue of the homeless. And I want to start with Sky. I want to say welcome to the Expressway Show and nice to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You are the coordinator for the Emergency Housing Sanctuary. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
How many homeless, in your opinion, are there right now?
What we've figured... sitting with many of the... Okay, am I close enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We estimate that there's about 7,500 homeless people in Santa Clara County on any given night, and that when you go beyond that and estimate the number of people that are living in single-family homes, multiple families living together, it gets up to about 30,000 to 40,000 people a night.
What about you, Diana?
Well, just personally, I can't answer for all the Hispanic community,
right.
But I feel very, very much American. I was raised by a grandfather who was very American and Republican and everything else. So I've grown up very American, but simultaneously, the strength of being Hispanic, the pride and everything that came along with it is very much a part of my life, and I see it as very much a part of a lot of Hispanic kids, whether they speak Spanish or not. You know, they know who they are and they're proud of who they are. I think what we're trying to do with our project now is to give them more of a sense of pride of who they are and that they are able to accomplish a lot of things.
All right, sounds very good, and I'm very glad to have given you both the opportunity to come on the Expressway Show tonight and share some of those projects with everybody that's listening. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming by the studios, and good luck with the week.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, keep us informed. Think of this as a vehicle for you guys, all right?
So hey, listen, we appreciate it because we know the power of the media and what it can do to link to other languages and cultures. So
absolutely.
I commend you, Leia, for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you can join us for the luncheon on Friday.
All right, I'll talk to you about that a little later. And everybody, if you want to change subjects, we're about to do that. Very fortunate to have Danny Scheer with us tonight. The Expressway Show, we're going to bring him in 1 minute. He's ready to go. Yeah, I'm ready to have him too. Say to you that if you've ever wondered what it's like to work for Bill Graham, we're going to find out. If you've ever wondered what it's like to get involved with the Shoreline Theater, we're going to find that out too. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Actually, the thing that makes the best program is what makes you do your music the best. That's really what makes the best program.
So it's still up to talent. Talent still plays a role in this.
Definitely. From a programmer standpoint, you can have a lot of engineers in there programming
right.
Very sophisticated software, but what we do is we constantly beta test products with musicians. So if they can't use this stuff right out of the box, then we have to go back and fix it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling. Moving right along here with the phone calls at 575-KOME. It's your turn to be on the Expressway Show. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi.
This is Mitchell from Santa Cruz.
Hi, how are you? And she's brought with her Pamela Eakins, who is the project director for the California Birth Center study about different types of ways to have babies more naturally, to put it really simply, and that's going to be the subject for tonight, the first part of the Expressway Show, and we're going to talk about all aspects of what's happening right now when someone's giving birth and they want to not necessarily go into the hospital and want to find out the different kind of methods there are available. Pick up that phone, join in. Any questions around the subject are appropriate. We've got two experts on the subject tonight, and Wanda, do you also help in the delivery?
course, you are listening to KOME's Expressway Show with Leah. And as usual, your phone calls are what makes this show. 575-KOME, 575-5663. And if you're feeling a little broke and you're living far away, 800-367-KOME is our toll-free number, and you are welcome to use it. We're talking today about alternative birthing methods. I'm going to start off by asking a little bit of information about the birthplace. How long has it been in operation, and what can we discover there?
Well, it's a very unusual place.
You know, sometimes we get calls right at the beginning of the show, and I say this is your show, so I'm going to jump right in there and take my first phone call tonight. Welcome to KOME's Expressway Show with Leah. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mike, and I'm calling from San Jose. And I was wondering about what your opinion is on having babies underwater. I've seen some shows where the woman is half submerged in like a swimming pool or something, and they deliver the child in the water to, I guess, lessen the shock of being born. What are your opinions of this, and what more can you tell me about it, like why they started doing things like this?
All right, great question. Do you feel like you want to go for that? Pamela, you're the research person?
Yes, I'd be happy to go for that.
I haven't had the opportunity until tonight, and tonight's the first night that Santa Cruz, this is for you, all right? Everybody out there that hasn't been to Santa Cruz recently, you might want to find out what's going on up there right now. We're going to start off with my first guest. His name is Glenn LeFranc. He's the public relations director for the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Motley Crue has always been really a jerk to me. I meant Muammar Gaddafi. I'm sorry.
I can see, Mr. President, you're really up on your rock and roll. Let me take another caller right away here on KOME's Expressway Show. Again, 575-KOME, 575-5663. And if you want a toll-free line, hey, you got it. 800-367-KOME. Caller, are you there? Go for it. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mark. I'm from San Jose State.
From where?
San Jose State. Uh-huh. After an easy night of homework.
All right.
And I'd like to ask the shenanigans to do an imitation of you.
Of me? Uh-oh.
The bands like the commander has are so few and far between that unless you have something else involved in your format to fall back on other than relying on rock and roll bands 7 days a week, then it's inevitable with the rising cost of rent and taxes
insurance.
On liquor and insurance. Hmm. Insurance is the most current thing that's killing everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's just real, real tough.
Really interesting. It seems to be like insurance is killing a lot of different things out there. Nice to be able to get that piece of information right there live.
The only reason I ever did any vocals at all in that original band was because somebody had to be named the commander. I thought of Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen was a great name for a rock and roll band. I never thought in a million years I would have to assume the persona, but someone had to do that.
You mean
now.
You weren't the leader, and it was sort of obvious that you're going to take.
I wasn't the lead singer. I was the leader. I put it together,
right.
But I can't really sing, as you can tell, even by listening to
that.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
I can talk fast.
Huh?
I can talk very fast.
You know, it's difficult to say what singing is these days.
Well,
how would you define the kind of music that you play? Would you call yourself rockabilly?
Influences. I've always been a rock and roll band. I play the hardest piano on the earth. Nobody plays the piano.
I've never seen anybody work so hard as you in concert.
Well, there are people. I mean, you know, Bruce Springsteen works harder than anybody.
That's true.
In the world. I work very hard, and I'm very proud of that. And that's part of my reputation. I mean, I go out there and I put out,
and if you've been playing for
25
years, okay, not that age matters, but if you've been playing for 25 years and you can still get the same kind of energy and enthusiasm as I saw you play, you know, something's going on in there.
Yeah, I like what I'm doing. I'm real good at it. I get up there and I beat the piano as far to the brink of death as I possibly can.
All right, what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into some of the newer music that you brought with us to the station. Very excited to do a number one first on the Expressway Show tonight
for
you.
This is absolutely the first time it's been played on the radio for everybody. This first cut we're going to play, you're not going to believe it's me.
How come?
Well, because it's very, very the kind of hard rock and roll that I started off playing 20 years ago.
Okay, and we're going to be listening to Let's Rock. Let's Rock is on the Blind Pig label, and it's distributed by Flying Fish.
That's the album title.
The Let's Rock is the album title, right. Yes, Let's Rock, right. And we are going to be listening to a track called Angel Get Married, is that
Angel
correct?
Angel Got Married.
Got
Things
Married.
Will never be the same.
Okay, yes, yes. This is the Expressway Show. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.